serious. You turn on the TV, look at the ads. When's the last time you saw biracial couples on TV? When's the last time you saw the way
the '70s?
People are selling products. They do ads to sell products. And they sell products.
Turn up the pacemaker. Change that mask. You know this is a clone. This is not really Joe Biden. Everybody knows this, right? Am I alone here?
Don't give up. There's an ability
to
do everything from
trust the plan.
Increase the
where this earth goes in its orbit, we all go. Raging in the simulation.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Fairy tale, is that when our government lies to us about the inflation that they created on purpose to ruin our lives? Oh no, and if you thought fist fucking a bat wasn't bad enough, here comes monkeypox to ruin your life, ladies and gentlemen. On Whiskey and the Surfer, Denver's top iconic rock, it's the Monkees.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
No, I saw Janet Yellen's face, and I am no longer a believer in anything I see on television.
I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Remember we used to have Christian witch hunts in the name of people who didn't believe exactly what we said? And then the DNC saw that idea and they're like, wait a minute, what if we decided that anyone who disagrees with us is automatically a domestic terrorist slash extremist slash Russian slash Nazi? And then we'll have a commission about it. One side will have all their lawyers. And the other side is us, but, you know, wearing a different hat. Trust us, it's going to be great.
I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Jimmy Wayne Hammonds, also known as the Monkey Whisperer. This dude's 58. Got 5 years probation, including 8 months home confinement. How big is that cage? Did you see that video of that fucking orangutan? Grabbed that dude's leg, he almost snapped it. I got one count of conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act. I'll show you a Lacey Act right now. Check out this thong. Oh. 3 counts of violating the Endangered Species Act. Also part of his sentence, the court also ordered Hammonds to pay $90,000 fine to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Lacey Reward Fund. Boy, who's losing money on that? Pled guilty March 22nd, 2022. This is from TampaFP.com. This is going to be a monkey-heavy show. No, no, I just got the inflation numbers. Dear God. It looks like a vine swinging. According to court records, this guy owned and operated the Monkey Whisperer. It's an LLC, a business engaged in the breeding and selling of wildlife. From September 2017 until February 2018, this dude conspired to sell a capuchin monkey to a celebrity client in California. Even though that buyer could not lawfully possess a capuchin monkey in California. Dude, free, you think freaks come out at night? I just bought 40,000 capuchin monkeys from this dude. No, and I've trained them all to take a dump on Nancy Pelosi's front yard. That's right. Hammonds facilitated the transportation of the capuchin monkey from Florida. Dude, that's a full diaper. To the people who are not permitted to possess the capuchin monkey in either state, the client paid over $12,000 for the animal. Law enforcement later seized that monkey, get it, from the client's California residence. So stupid. In addition, Hammonds illegally sold cotton top tamarins, which are primates listed on the endangered species. Oh my God. I'll tell you what an endangered species is right now. Every rhino left in politics after the election in November. In the number of states, it is illegal to buy, sell, or own exotic pets. Tell that to my wife. For the record, I am that exotic pet. That's right. illegal wildlife trade jeopardizes the future for many species. And we thank the U.S. Department of Justice, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for their work on this case, unquote. Well, I don't know. Need some cowbell. How to protect yourself against monkeypox. Don't go to an African orgy. And what to do if you catch it. Brought to you by the new Jurassic Park. An epic conclusion of the Jurassic era in theaters now. In recent monkeypox outbreak across the U.S., Europe, Australia, and the Middle East has baffled health experts. Wait, you don't get the memo from the Wuhan lab telling you what they're working on? March the first known community spread of the virus. Before the outbreak, cases have been linked to travel to regions where the virus is endemic. Endemic is different than pandemic. Pandemic happening everywhere. Endemic happening just in certain places. Majority of new cases have spread through sex. Oh, no. No, I heard this is so popular, they're trying to teach it to kindergartners in public school. Is that true? With a particular concentration among men who have sex with other men. Oh, no. However, the World Health Organization has cautioned that anyone could be at risk. How hard is this? Thrash from the new wave of old school thrash metal page there on YouTube. This is Apocalyptic Storm, The Rise of Chaos. It dropped today on June 10th. They're from Sao Paulo and Cruzeiro. Do I say that right? Anyways, Brazil is raging. Yeah, we will do a double shot, that's right. We've got an Aussie cover coming up later in the show. Some Morbid Cross raging. Anyone who has close contact, this is from the World Health, we're about to own every piece of your data organization around the world. What if we just gave the Constitution the flu? We'll find out if it's a living document or not. Anyone who has close contact, quote, anyone who has close contact with someone who is infectious is at risk, unquote. It's a rare disease caused by the monkeypox virus, part of the same family as smallpox. Although typically less severe, smallpox vaccinations have proven 85% effective against monkeypox. The World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that mass vaccinations would be required to combat the spike in cases. But given the pace of the outbreak and the lack of clarity around its cause, the public health body urged people to put on masks. Why? It can be transmitted via surfaces. Oh, I gotta wipe down my laptop. and materials, so it's wise to avoid touching materials that have been in contact with a sick human. This is a virus that is super stable outside of the human host, so it can live on objects like blankets and things like that. I mean, that is offensive to our First Nations Americans to have diseased blankets. What's wrong with you? Where's that commission? Good practice would be regularly wash clothing and bed sheets at a high temperature. This is according to Emmanuel Andre. He's a professor there of medicine at Belgium's Leuven University. He was on CNBC. He did not think it'd be necessary for the general public to start avoiding public areas, taxis, shopping, and hotels. Look, you see that monkey with the red ass over there? Don't put your dick in it.
With death.
If you suspect that you may have contracted monkeypox, you should isolate yourself from physical contact with others and then seek medical advice immediately. And then here are some pictures of something really gross. Funny, the symptoms of the virus can be easily confused with other diseases such as chickenpox, herpes, syphilis. Oh no. No, I call that the Tijuana trifecta. I mean, fucked up, get it? Anyways, because it could be all of those things, medical confirmation is important, so come on down and get tested. If you're diagnosed with it, you'll need to isolate until the virus has passed. The illness is typically mild and most people recover within 2 to 4 weeks. While medical advice currently varies across the countries, there in the UK, you know, in the UK where you don't have the freedom of speech, which is worse than Canada, apparently they don't have the right to private property. And then the president of Mexico snubbed Biden. It's almost like our country is surrounded. Isn't it weird that the media is owned by our enemies and they won't tell you that you're under direct attack? Speaking of direct attack, Florida man receiving oral sex crashes head on. Get it? Into a FedEx truck. Oh, FedEx, get it? Florida man got into a wreck with a FedEx truck after an intimate encounter gone wrong Thursday evening, according to officials. This is coming out of KARK.com. Fort Lauderdale Fire and Rescue said the woman was performing oral sex with a man while he drove that SUV. Well, that gas is expensive in that SUV. You want to get in this SUV, you better S this D. How about that? The two occupants, now three, get it? Of the FedEx truck suffered minor injuries. I mean, yeah, it got bit off, but let's be honest, that... Rescue officials also said the SUV driver suffered injuries to the groin due to what happened during the crash. That's the end of the story? Well, it was there, and then it wasn't. A little bit of in reach.
I hate the news! Should know better! Because...
After a rough run, Kohl's surges on potential takeover. Oh no, where am I going to get my Rick and Morty t-shirt? Spiked more than 11% on Tuesday when the retailer said it was in advanced talks to be sold to George Soros. Oh no! Wisconsin chain said late Monday it was in a 3-week exclusive takeover period with the owner of Vitamin Shop. Oh. You own what and you want to buy what? Okay. two workers rescued after falling into a giant tank of chocolate at the Mars factory there. This is from the Irish Mirror. Is that a real paper? Dude, I'll show you an Irish Mirror. It's me, nine deep, staring at myself in the bathroom, wondering where all the cocaine went. Damn it! I almost had that riff. Two people have been rescued after falling into a giant tank of chocolate at the Mars Wrigley factory there in Pennsylvania, according to officials. They were licking the carpet looking like they were looking for Parmesan at Hunter Biden's house. Fire services were called to remove the duo from the vat. Bro, if... if you're not being cut out of the side of a vat like Michael Habranka, were you even ever trying to be fat? Both individuals were taken to the hospital following the incident, one via ambulance, the other in a helicopter. I made some cupcakes. Can you drizzle this over my backyard, please? Thank you. Fire crews have eliminated pulling them straight out of the tank. That's according to Brad Wolf, communications supervisor for Lancaster County. Raging. No, this is not Ozzy. Bark at the Moon from Ozzy, so thank you. Dragoria, they're from Greeley, Colorado, just up the highway. Some Rising Regime. They're from South Carolina. They're in Greenville. And Morbid Cross to Rind Out, or to Wind Out. Oh, Rind Out. That's me voting out all the rhinos. Now I'm Rind Out. You're drinking beers with Ryan Sandberg and you've had enough. I'm Rind Out. You have 9 bottles of vodka inside of a watermelon. There's nothing left as you're Rind Out, swung on it and drive. Oh, yeah, baby. But I have to have more stories. Don't I? I only had 10 minutes to put this together. Oh, anyways, Brad Wolf, communications supervisor for the Lancaster County 911 dispatch, told CNN, you are fake news. Quote, they have to cut a hole in the side of the tank to get him out. It's unclear how the pair fell into the chocolate tank. I have one guess. If it was me, I'd be hanging my balls over the side going, take a picture of this. Take a picture of this. Now I want them smothered, covered, and put on the internet. The worst workplace accident you've ever heard of. According to that shithead, Mitch McConnell, another devastating inflation report for American workers and families. He doesn't give a shit. Another new 40-year high. Grocery prices off the charts. Worst increases since the 70s. Rent, gas, and electricity all the way up. The Democrats' inflation has handed the average American a 3.9% pay cut, ladies and gentlemen. That is true. You better start manufacturing weapons in your garage to sell the Ukrainians if you want to make up over this inflation. And I'm not saying to make weapons in your garage to sell the Ukrainians. That's probably illegal. And unless you vote Democrat, they probably let you do it. Rising regime. It's a shark ass riff. The album is called The False Path. They're on Spotify, Instagram. Get them on Facebook, YouTube, they're everywhere. And yep. Telling you folks, moving to the coast of the Carolinas was one of the best decisions I mean, the Lord has ever made for me. McCarthy says, I call on Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats to hold a primetime hearing on the out-of-control inflation their policies have created. Now, Nancy Pelosi just printed $1.9 trillion in order to create another 10-month commercial for this tweet from Kevin McCarthy. No, they just subpoenaed his thumbs. Sagar says, is that how you say it? Sagar? Sagar? Gas is $5 a gallon, people. Genuinely, I can't imagine giving a shit about the January 6th hearings. That's right. Now I watch him and Crystal Ball. That's right. YouTube is telling me what to think. No, it's just one. Lex Friedman, Joe Rogan, something about aliens, Ray Dalio, something about inflation. China's bad. Russia's bad. Ukraine is also bad. Oh, no. Here's two bears, one cave. Here's a bear attacking a family. Here are people barely paying their bills because of inflation. Groceries up 11.9%, the biggest increase since 1979. This is coming to us from Heather Long. Chicken's up 17.4%. That's the highest it's ever been. Restaurants, 9%, the highest ever. Fuel oil, 107%. Dear God, the largest ever. Electricity, 12%, the largest since 2006. Rent, 5.2%, the largest since 87. Airfare up 37.8%, and double that if you want to have a fist fight in first class. That's the highest since 1980. Services at 5. What does that mean? Like your funeral? Or just generally people helping you? Let's assume the latter. 5.7%, the largest since 1990. But anyways, here is a commercial your tax money paid for to demonize one side of the country because our narrative is shitting the bed, Freddie Jackson. How hard is that? if socialism is doing its best work. According to the AFP news agency, the United Nations warned Friday that cash-strapped Sri Lanka, their unprecedented economic crisis could develop into a dire humanitarian crisis with millions already in need of aid. Well, good news. I just bought 80,000 capuchin monkeys, and I taught them how to pick pockets, and I'm sending them to Sri Lanka to steal what's left. I know, I got the idea from the Clinton Foundation. I don't know what it is about that meme, but I cannot look at Liz Cheney's face and not see George Bush's face. I'm sorry. Oh, I've been putting up, I have a different take on news. It's called Poolside. It's on YouTube. It's on my Instagram, at RealJohnToll, my YouTube, at JohnToll. So follow me over there, because once I get to 1,000 followers, I'm allowed to do something. It's so far away, I can't fathom it. Anyways, we discussed connecting the dots between the Asian provocateurs known from our enemies, both foreign and domestic, why they weren't identified in the 2020 riot season, why they weren't identified at the Capitol, why we don't know which countries sent in people to disrupt our democracy. Stop inflation, or actually they said the only way that gas prices are going to stop going up is if we stop using gas. Basically, our consumption is so high they can continue to raise the price until consumption wanes, and then prices will come down in 2025. What is this, by the way? This song is called The Serpent's Tongue. Their album, Ungodly Infestation. Which you can, and the video is filmed by Galactic Force Media. Anyways, these dudes rage. Well, thanks for listening. We're going to have more episodes popping up. Thanks for tuning in to the Instagram over there at the YouTube. Facebook, whenever they let my post be seen by people, never. Twitter, at John Toll. Instagram, at Real John Toll. YouTube, at John Toll. God bless. How much did that cost to drive away?